USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The news of Nancy Pelosi's trip to Taiwan has sparked threats from Beijing and concerns among Biden administration officials that the dispute could spiral out of control. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said China would take, quote, forceful measures, end quote, if the visit occurs, and communicated privately to the United States that a military response was possible. A wildfire burning out of control near California's Yosemite National Park in the middle of the state has forced thousands of residents to flee. Jeff LaRusso with the Riverside County Fire Department Sunday night.
I want to give you guys the latest on where we're at with the fire. The current acreage is 15,603 acres. We have 0% containment, and we're still actively working on getting more and more.
The Pope is in Edmonton, Canada, all week long. We are USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
Type 2 diabetes has hit one segment of our community pretty hard, and the Biden administration is doing something about it.
The administration has come out in support of the South Asian Heart Health Awareness Research Act of 2022 and looks forward to working with the Senate on this critical bill. South Asian Americans carry a disproportionate risk of cardiovascular disease and related disorders like type 2 diabetes. From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
The Philadelphia Phillies Baseball Club will welcome Pete Rose back to Citizens Bank Park for the first time since he received a lifetime ban in 1989 for gambling. Rose is scheduled to attend a celebration of the 1980 World Series champions that'll be taking place on August 7th. Angry Kid Rock fans trashed a North Dakota State Fair concert venue by chucking beer cans and storming the stage. One man was arrested. The show was canceled because of bad weather. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
When you thoroughly read the Constitution of the United States, there is absolutely nothing in the writ that describes what Congress has done in creating a first-time-ever January 6th commission. They're not lawyers. There is no cross-examination. Yet these people are taking away people's freedoms, like Steve Bannon, who left the White House years before January 6th and is probably going to jail because of January 6th commissioners' hate for Trump. So says Republican Representative Ralph Norman from South Carolina on Newsmax.
Well, it's no surprise on this. I mean, look at the history with Steve Bannon. He has testified before the Senate Intelligence Committee. He testified for the House Intelligence Committee. He testified in front of the Mueller Committee, and he just didn't comply with the January 6th because he knows it's a dog and pony show. This is all an attempt to smear President Trump and so to attempt to make sure he doesn't run for president because they're scared to death that he could win. So that doesn't surprise me. I thought they would. He did offer late in the game as it was to testify, but they wouldn't take that. And so it doesn't surprise me. They're misdemeanor charges.
More immigrants die trying to get to the United States under Biden's open border policy. At least 17 people have died after a boat capsized shortly after midnight on Sunday in the Bahamas. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.